Here's a question. What is a McLeod Bethel Thompson? If you guessed a white shoe law firm with ties to the Bush administration and some culpability involving the Enron disaster, you're wrong. And you have oddly specific guesses. But neither is it an architectural firm being sued for shady foundation work or an American accounting outfit laundering money for Afghan heroin dealers. A McLeod Bethel Thompson, it turns out, is a third-string quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, a team whose second-string quarterback started only one game, the team's recent first-round playoff loss to the Green Bay Packers. In general, third-string quarterbacks in the NFL see about as much playing time as I do. And sometimes they don't even exist. In the Washington Redskins' playoff loss to the Seattle Seahawks this past Sunday, after rookie starting quarterback Robert Griffin III went down with a melted knee, another rookie, Kirk Cousins, took over. The announcers noted that the team did not even have a backup to Cousins. That is, even with a gimpy starting QB and another who was playing for Michigan State a year earlier, a playoff team did not think it important enough to activate their other quarterback, Rex Grossman, who was available. This is the sort of job outlook that probably focuses the attention of third-string quarterbacks. So when Bethel Thompson was asked by a local newspaper what he would like to do after football, he knew pretty well. Quote, "Eventually, I want to go to law school. That's kind of down the road. I don't actually want to study law. I want to train my mind in law school because I believe that is the most disciplining and cognitive power you can have is law school. I just want to have that training under my belt," unquote. Now, I'm not one to step on a man's firmly held, if inelegantly stated, dream, but going to law school just to train your mind seems a great deal like joining the football team just to get a shirt with numbers on it. There are better reasons to do the one and better ways to get the other. Law school is a great place for former NFLers, but only if they, like everyone else, take it seriously. Look, for instance, at Josh Whitman, a double Illini. A four-year letter winner for the Illinois football team, Whitman was a two-time first-team academic All-American. After playing professional football for several years, he returned to Champaign to study law, graduating in 2008, summa cum laude. After a federal clerkship, he worked at the large law firm Covington & Burling before later becoming the athletic director at UW-La Crosse. In short, he took the study of law, as he had his undergraduate work and football, very seriously. This past May, another Big Ten standout, Ohio State linebacker Andrew Sweat, made news by deciding he was likely going to eschew an offer from the Cleveland Browns to try to make their team and instead enroll in law school. The young man was worried about the concussions he'd suffered in college, and this forced him to think more seriously about his future outside the game. Graduating college with a 3.7 GPA, Sweat was accepted to a half a dozen law schools before settling on Capital University in Columbus. As it happens, I think law school is a wise choice for the backup Minnesota Viking, but he should take the idea seriously, as these guys have, and get the JD because he thinks he's going to use it. Better still, I think he should convince the Vikings' starting quarterback to join him in law school and, later, as a member of the bar. Between them, they would have the most legit-sounding name of any two-person law firm in the history of American law, McLeod Bethel Thompson Christian Ponder. I'm Travis McDade.